Okay, today we are looking at Matthew chapter 25, and we'll look at the first 30 verses. Okay, the theme here is the parable of the 10 virgins. So in our study today, we shall focus on the parable of the 10 virgins and that of the talents. In the previous study on Matthew 24, our attention was centered on the physical coming of the Son of Man. These parables therefore serve as warning so that we are not found wanting at his coming. So let's look at the parable of the 10 virgins, Matthew chapter 25 from verse 1 and 2. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And five of them were wise, and five were foolish. The kingdom of heaven, or the kingdom of God, is a spiritual realm led by Jesus as king, with God as the ultimate authority. This realm is the hearts and mind of those who are being dragged by the Lord to submit to his will. The fact that the kingdom of heaven is likened to 10 virgins implies that the participants of the kingdom are people who are full of the flesh, who are receiving the mercy of the Lord to become the Lord's bride when he comes. This is because the number 10 signifies the fullness of the flesh. The story of Esther and the other virgins who were being prepared for the king illustrate the point being made in verse 1, where the 10 virgins went forth to meet the bridegroom. Esther chapter 2, verse 2 to 4. Then said the king's servants that ministered unto him, "Let there be fair young virgins sought for the king, and let the king appoint officers in all the provinces of his kingdom, that they may gather together all the fair young virgins unto Shushan, the palace, to the house of the woman, unto the custody of Haggai, the king's chamberlain, keeper of the woman, and let their things for purification be given them. And let the maiden which pleased the king be queen instead of Vashti." And the thing pleased the king, and he did so. From this Esther story, we can see that the king is looking for fair young virgins as bride. These young virgins are the participants of the kingdom of heaven. The fact that they must go through a purification process before they can be the bride of Christ is to suggest that these young virgins are of the flesh. That is why the number of virgins in this parable is 10. As noted in this Esther story, it is the maid who pleases the king who is privileged to become a queen. The 10 virgins, therefore, are those who have been called and in their lifetime must please the Lord to become his bride. In verse 1, we are told that all the virgins took their lamps. Spiritually, the lamps represents the word of God as shown in the following verses. Psalm 119, verse 105, which says that thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Job 41, 19 says, out of his mouth go burning lamps and sparks of fire leaps out. The fact that these virgins took their lamps, therefore, means that all those who are called by the Lord are instructed by the word of the Lord to make themselves ready for our Lord Jesus. Psalm 109, verse 130 and 130, and Psalm 109 and 133 says, "The entrance of thy words give light, and it gives understanding unto the simple. Order my steps in thy word, and let not thy any iniquity have dominion over me." To be granted to be part of this marriage union with Christ, we are required to put on fine linen, which is the righteousness of the saints. Revelation chapter 19, verse 6 to 9. "And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, And that's the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God, omnipotent, reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he said unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, These are the true sayings of God. The 10 virgins who set out to meet the bridegroom therefore signified all those who are called, and which includes the Lord's elect and our brothers and sisters in the churches of this world or Babylon. The 5 who were wise represent the Lord's elect, and the foolish ones symbolize our brothers and sisters in the churches of this world. The number 5 for the wise virgins indicates the fact that it is by grace through faith that the wise virgins are called and chosen. The number 5 in the case of the foolish virgins means that these 5 foolish virgins are going through a period of famine of the word of the Lord, as we shall see in the next verse of the study. Genesis chapter 45, verse 6, just explains that the negative application of the number 5. For these 2 years has famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years in which there shall neither be hearing nor harvest. Genesis 45, 11. And there will I nourish thee, yet for there are 5 years of famine, lest thou and thy household and all that thou hast come to poverty. Amos 8, 11. Behold, the days come, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a famine of or a thirst for water, but of hearing the word of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east, and they shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. In that day shall the fair virgins and young men test, faint for test. Matthew 25:3-4. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. Verses 3 and 4 show us that the difference between the wise and the foolish virgins is that the wise took oil in the vessels with their lamps, whilst the foolish ones did not take oil with them. The oil represents the Spirit of the Lord, and the vessels are our bodies. Remembering that the lamp signifies the word of the Lord. If you look at it closely, you can see that it's the fire of the word of the Lord that we are talking about here. So what we are being shown is that the 5 virgins are not given to understand the word of the Lord in the spirit. And on the other hand, the 5 wise virgins are privileged to understand the word of the Lord in the spirit, which is another way of saying that the wise virgins are given to understand the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but the foolish ones are not given to do so. And you can see that, like I said, the fact that the lamps represents the fire of the word of the Lord means that it is through the Lord's judgment that we are given. As our flesh is dying, then we are given more understanding of the word of the Lord. We are able to interpret things spiritually. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. John 6:63 says, It's the Spirit that quickens the flesh. Prophets nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. 2 Corinthians 3:6, who also has made us able ministers of the New Testament. not of the letter, but of the spirit. For the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. Matthew chapter 13, verse 10 to 12. The disciples came and said unto him, Why speak thou unto them in parables? And he answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever has to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever has not, from him shall be taken away, even that he has. Being able to understand the word of the Lord in the spirit is a prerequisite to worshiping the Lord in spirit and in truth. John 4, 23 and 24. But the hour comes, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeks such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Matthew 25, 5 to 7. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom comes. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. We all start our walk with the Lord as virgins, as we escape the pollution of the world through the knowledge of the bridegroom, who is the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The coming of the Lord into our lives to establish his kingdom within us takes time. This delay in the Lord's coming exposes us as to whom we really are, as we all end up slumbering or sleeping. To slumber or to sleep is another way of saying that we all go back to our vomit as dogs, as we eat and drink with a drunkard. In other words, we are deceived as we are overwhelmed by our flesh. At the Lord's physical appearing, when the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, many will be found asleep spiritually due to the Lord's delay in coming. Matthew 24, 48 and 50 to 50. And if that evil servant shall say in his heart, My Lord delays his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants and to eat and drink with a drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looks not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 20 to 22. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the soul that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. 2 Thessalonians 2, 3. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. The cry at midnight that the bridegroom is come, the bridegroom comes, is to let us know that when Christ comes into our lives, we shall know within us, without a shadow of doubt, his voice. Going out to meet him means preparing to join the Lord in the marriage feast. This preparation involves trimming our lamps. That is to say that the word of the Lord must be illuminated to lighten our path to Christ. This is dependent on the oil in the lamp. In other words, it is as we understand the word of the Lord in the spirit that we see our way clearly to be united with the Lord. If there is no oil, there will not be any light from the lamp. That is to say that we are not given to understand the word of the Lord in the spirit. Then there is no way that we can become part of the bridegroom train. Psalm 119 verse 105, it says, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It is insightful to note that it is at the Lord's coming that the five foolish virgins will realize that all along they did not have what it takes to become the bride of Christ. As indicated, the five foolish virgins represent our brothers and sisters in the churches of this world. We were part of them until the Lord came to us with the spirit of his mouth and his brightness. This implies that many at this point in time are not aware that they have been deceived by the very churches which they think would take them to Christ. Just as we, his elect, realize that we have been deceived when Christ came to us with the spirit of his mouth and his brightness, it is at the Lord's physical reunion with his elect at the first resurrection that many will realize that they have been deceived. This deception is spoken of in several places of the word of the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2 to 4. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that comes preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit which you have not received, or another gospel which you have not accepted, you might well bear with him. Matthew 25, 8 and 9. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps have gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourself. It is as the Lord, as Christ coming, that our brothers and sisters in Babylon who are living shall see that we, his elect, are truly blessed to be with the Lord. That is when they come to us, asking us to give them oil as their lamps have gone out. On the other hand, our brothers and sisters in Babylon who are dead before the coming of the Lord shall see our status as the Lord's elect and the second resurrection. Through us, his elect, our brothers and sisters in Babylon shall come to know that they should go to them that sell and buy the oil for themselves. That means there's a price to pay to be given the privilege to understand the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. This price to pay is the Lord's judgment of our old man, which will be meted out to all humanity, including our brothers and sisters in Babylon during the lake of fire age. They that sell, in verse 9, refers to the Lord's elect, who will administer the Lord's judgment to the whole of humanity during the lake of fire age. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself likewise with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. Revelation chapter 20, verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the sickness of Christ, of Jesus, and for the word of God, and for which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Matthew 25, 10 to 13. And whilst they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterwards came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man comes. The fact that the wise virgins went to the marriage feast with the Lord, while the foolish virgins went to buy oil, means that it is the Lord's elect, symbolized by the five wise virgins, who will be part of the first resurrection. Our brothers and sisters in the churches of this world or Babylon will buy oil during the lake of fire age. The door being shut implies that no one will be saved during the 1,000-year reign of the Lord and his elect. This is made clear in verses 19, 11, and 12 where the five foolish virgins were not allowed to enter the marriage feast because the Lord said that he did not know them. The reason why the Lord did not know them is shown in Matthew 7:23, where the Lord said that they are workers of iniquity. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to 23. Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. We must understand that iniquity is defined as self-righteousness by the word of the Lord. This means that the foolish virgins who represent our brothers and sisters in Babylon are disqualified from the wedding feast of the Lord primarily because of their self-righteousness. Ezekiel 33, verse 13. When I say to the righteous that he shall surely live, if he trusts his own righteousness and commit iniquity, all his righteousness shall not be remembered, but for his iniquity that he has committed, he shall die for it. In verse 13, the Lord is admonishing us to be watchful, since we do not know the day and the hour of his coming. If we do not know, then it means that the Father has not revealed it to our Lord Jesus Christ. This is because whatever the Lord has received from the Father, he makes it known to us. John 17:8, for I have given unto them the words which thou gave me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. Now let's turn our attention to the parable of the talents. Matthew chapter 25 from verse 14 to 18. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, and to every man according to several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that has received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his lost money. The man traveling into a far country is our Lord Jesus Christ. The servants are the Lord's elect in every generation. The goods here represents the talents that the Lord has given to each one of us. As stated in verse 15, the talents is given according to the abilities that the Lord has given to each one of us. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 to 11. As every man has received a gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God gives, that God in all things might be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Ephesians 4, 7. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Romans 12, 3 to 8. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another. Having then gifts different according to the grace that is given unto us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministry, or if he that teaches on teaching, or he that exalts on exaltation, and he that gives, let him do it with simplicity, he that rules with diligence, and he that shows mercy with cheerfulness. The journey that the Lord took in verse 15 is to go and prepare a place for us. This place is the Lord. This place that the Lord is preparing is the heart and mind of his elect. John 14, 2 to 14 to 4. In my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, you know, and the way you know. John 14, 18 and 19 says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world sees me no more. But you see me. Because I live, you shall live also. As indicated, the Lord has given to each one of us various capabilities. To some, he has given 5 talents. By grace through faith, that's the significance of the number 5. Those who are given many capabilities are able to carry out the responsibilities the Lord has assigned to them. Let's look at the example of Paul. He was given so much. 5 talents by the Lord's grace, and he was able to execute all the responsibility that the Lord gave to him. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 9 and 10. For I am the least of the apostles, that I'm not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Similarly, those who are given 2 talents are also able to carry out the work that the Lord assigns to them. The problem was with the one who was given 1 talent. Usually we feel we do not have something to offer when our talents are not obvious. As shown in the earlier verses, each one is given grace according to the measure of the gift of God, of Christ. As indicated in verse 18, the one with 1 talent went and dug the earth and hid the lost money or talent. The earth in this case represents our bodies. And therefore what happened was that the one with 1 talent hid the talent within him. That is to say that he was not able to bring out his talent. Every one of us has something to offer. Just a word of encouragement, a testimony, a song, etc., from a brother or sister who go a long way to help us in our walk with the Lord. Matthew 25, 19 to 23. After a long time, the Lord of those servants comes and reckons with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. The Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. He also that has received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. And his Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. Now make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. In the fullness of time, the Lord, our Lord, will come. And that is when the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. His coming is the first resurrection, where the Lord's elect, who are able to double the talents that the Lord has given them, shall be rewarded. That is the beginning of the rulership of many things for the Lord's elect, which is the same as entering into the joy of the Lord. It is worth noting that the doubling of the talents is the same as becoming witnesses of Christ, since the number 2 or double means a witness. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. This is the 3rd time I am coming to you. In the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses shall every word be established. As we can see, it does not matter the capabilities the Lord has given to each one of us. We shall all receive the same reward, that is, the rulership of many things, or the entering into the joy of our Lord. the rulership entails ruling the nations of this world during the thousand-year reign of the Lord and of his Christ. It also involves playing the role of judges in the lake of fire age to usher in the whole of humanity, the devil and his cohorts, to Christ. Revelation chapter 2, verse 26 to 27. And he that overcomes and keeps my works to the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with the rod of iron, as the vessels of potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I receive of my Father. Revelation 24, and I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. Yes, judgment will be given to us one day. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their forehead or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Matthew chapter 25, verse 24 to 27. Then he which had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee, that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talents in the earth. Look, there thou hast, that is thy. His father and his Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou know that I reap where I sow not, and gather where I have not straw. Thou ought therefore to have put my money to the exchanges, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury. These verses demonstrate that our perception of the Lord affects the way the Lord relates to us. This principle is captured by the following scripture, 2 Samuel chapter 22, 26, 27. With the merciful, thou wilt show thyself merciful. With the upright, thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure, that will show thyself pure. With the froward, that will show thyself unsavory. This principle is demonstrated clearly in the situation where the elders of Israel came to Ezekiel to inquire of the Lord. However, because they harbored idols of the heart and false doctrine, the Lord answered them according to the idols in their heart. In the verses on that discussion, the man regarded the Lord as a hard man, who is where he had no sown, and therefore the Lord required that the man should have at least put the money to the exchanges so that at his return he can receive interest, because that is what hard men, that's the mentality of hard men. These verses therefore stress the importance of knowing who Christ is through this word. As we are aware, it is only the Lord's elect who are given to know Christ. Ezekiel 14, 1 to 4. Then came certain of the elders of Israel unto him and sat before him. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Son of man, these men have set up their idols in their hearts and put the stumbling block of iniquity, of their iniquity before their face. Should I be inquired of at all by them? Therefore speak unto them and say unto them, Thus says the Lord God, every man of the house of Israel that set up his idols in his heart, and put the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and comes to the prophet, I, the Lord, will answer him that comes according to the multitude of his idols. Matthew chapter 25, verse 28 and 29. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which has 10 talents. For unto everyone that has shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that has not shall be taken away even that which he has. Here in these verses, the Lord is showing us that if we are not faithful in the little that he has given to us, what we have shall be taken away and given to those who are faithful. For example, in Matthew 13, we are told that our understanding of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven is increased as the Lord takes away the knowledge that our brothers and sisters have of him in the church system of this world and gives it to us, his elect. Matthew chapter 13, verse 10 to 12. And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speak thou unto them in parables? And he answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom, of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever has, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever has not, from him shall be taken away even that he has. The reason that what our brothers and sisters in Babylon have is taken away and given to us is that they were not faithful with the little knowledge that they have received. Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 17. Thou hast also taken thy fair jewels of my gold and of my silver, which I have given thee, and made to thyself images of men, and did commit war with them. That is why they become worse off over time. At a certain stage of our walk with Christ, we were also in this situation, but the Lord showed us mercy. Romans 11, 30 to 32. For as you, in time past, have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief, even so have these also now not believed, that through your mercy they also may obtain mercy. For God has concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. Matthew 25:30. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Being cast into outer darkness means that one is given over to the devil, who blinds the mind, so that the light of the gospel of Christ cannot shine in the mind to make one understand the truth. The weeping and gnashing of teeth reflects the remorse of lost opportunity. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3 and 4. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. May the Lord continue to lead us in this path of righteousness for his name's sake, as we see the day approaching. Amen.